little drasha I wanted to share is based on the Nativo Shalom.
Oh.
You guys should check it out on your own. It's a very famous thought. I've heard it quoted in all different Hasidic Sfarim, and I just love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful thought. So when Yaakov, when he first hears about how Yosef is alive, he can't believe it. Like a feg libo, he's really in shock. But then something happens, and he comes alive, and he realizes, oh, it's really Yosef. My son is still alive. So the question is, what did it? What was the thing that made Yaakov really realize that Yosef's actually alive? So, any guys remember?
Yeah. There's no idea, like, Yosef told the brothers, the last thing they learned.
Oh. So in the pshat, it says that Yaakov sees the agalot, he sees the wagons, and then his soul comes alive when he sees the wagons. So everybody asks, what's so special about these wagons, that somehow seeing the wagons that Yaakov sent, brings him alive? What's the secret of the wagons? It's almost like they had a secret code. It's reminiscent of Yaakov and Rachel when they had that secret code, the signs, and they had these, right? And they had those signs towards each other. So it's like Yosef, Rachel's son, also has a secret code with Yaakov Avinu. So the Midrash, the Chazal, teach us that the last thing that Yaakov Avinu was learning before Yaakov and Yosef got separated, they were learning the sugya of Egla Arufa. And therefore, when he sent them the Agalot, Yosef was saying, remember the last thing we learned? It was Egla Arufa. And so Yaakov knows, it's really my son Yosef. So on the simple level, it's like, okay, it's a cute Midrash. Like, what does it mean, Yaakov and Yosef? You know, we're learning before the Torah was given, the sugya of Egel Arufa, but okay. It's cute. But if you think about it, maybe there's something deeper going on. So what is the story of Egel Arufa? In Devarim, the Torah describes how if there's a person who died between the cities, that the leaders of the city have to go make this declaration that our hands are guilty, and they're watching, they kill this new calf, this agala, and they declare, through this ritual, they kind of wipe their hands clean from the sin that they have committed by this person having died. Okay, that's the basic strange ritual. So why, of all sigyos, would they have been learning Egla Arufa? So Chazal teaches us, why are they guilty of this person, who died, who left the town? Why is that their fault? He died. I mean, why do the elders of the city have to feel bad about the situation? So what didn't they do?
They didn't welcome him into the town.
They didn't welcome him, but the Chazal likes to say something different. It's not just about welcoming. They didn't escort him. There was no levaya. Okay, they didn't do levoy. And we know we have a mitzvah. Whenever you have a guest in your house, you have to escort him out, 4 amos. Right? We learn it from Avram Avinu. So because they didn't escort him, they bear guilt, and they have to kind of go through this cathartic act of purging in order to say, I'm sorry that we didn't escort him out. So what's the pshat? So the explanation is that when I walk a person out of my house, I'm not just walking him out. I'm giving my spirit to that person, and I'm connecting him to the klal. Right, and I'm showing him I care about you, I love you, you're not alone, and that self-confidence that he's going to gain from that psychological connection, or maybe that spiritual connection by being connected to the klal, will remain with him, and then when he walks out, he'll be protected. Because the elders of the city didn't give him that levaya, didn't give him that feeling, they bear a degree of guilt. Okay, you with me so far? So the lesson of the Egla Arufa is showing care for another person when he's leaving your city. So now, bringing it back to Yaakov and Yosef, says the Holy Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and his shul is right up the block, right? So he says that Yaakov Avinu escorted Yosef out. He escorted him from Emek HaChevron to Shechem. He escorted him out. So when Yosef was sending him that agalot, the sugya of Egla Arufa, says in Tivo Shalom, what was really Yosef's message? What was Yosef actually hinting at Yaakov? It's not your fault. You were with me the whole time. Right? That's why he had that vision. Remember right before he was about to, you know, do the deed with Eshet Potiphar? And he remembers the Dmut Diokno Shel Aviv, says Rashi. He remembers his father. Because his father was always with him. The spirit of his father was mamish with him wherever he went. Just like Simba, right? When he sees his father in the river going back, and his father was always there. So Yosef, wherever he was going in life, he still kept that connection to his father because his father was milavehim, and he was always connected to his father, and connected to his father's values. And just to tie another big sugya to this question, last night we talked about the famous question of why didn't Yosef write back to his father, right? How could he put his father through such terrible pain? Ramban asked that famous kasha, how can you not write back for 22 years? And there are many, many different suggestions. But what I wanted to suggest, based on what my Rosh Yeshiva suggested, is that Yosef knew that if he would have written to his father and said, your children tried to kill me, what would have happened? It would have ruined the connection between Yaakov and his children. It would have totally broken down the family. And Yosef's a man on a mission to bring achdus to his brothers. So for the sake of the greater good of Yaakov and the brothers achieving true achdus, he had to wait till the right time to bring them to a place of catharsis, and then, only then, could he reveal to the brothers and to his father who he really was. So the whole time, he was really, really connected to his father and connected to this greater mission. So Bezrat Hashem, I bless us all that wherever we go in life, we should always be fighting for achdus. We should always bear our father, the Ribono Shel Olam, in mind wherever we walk. And we should, on a practical level, remember to escort people out of your house, whether they're, you know, coming for a Shabbos meal or just like somebody came to visit you at in yeshiva. It's a really, really nice idea to walk them out and show you care and show you love them and show you appreciate them. And through the achdus, Bezrat Hashem will get ba'agala, we'll go one step closer to the gula. Mikey, it's in Batechi Aviv. Oda Avinu Chai. That's where you are. At the end of the Shkaya, guys. Thanks for coming. Thank you for coming. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.